अच्छा फॉरगिवनेस, सो व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन? See, there are professional understanding also is there in that, na? At the professional setup, whenever somebody make mistake, we have to correct it. It's not that we are that time acting as spiritual person and forgiving. In professional setup, when you are proposed to perform and give results and somebody's life is at stake, you can forgive, but you cannot go on forgiving. Just we have to at one point of time we remove people also, na? Suppose somebody doesn't know how to put IV line, for example. Suppose, and he is working in ICU, he or she is working in ICU. So you can say, please get trained and come. But one patient dies because of failure into putting IV line. Second person dies, then you cannot say, I'll keep forgiving you.
It's not related to patient. Like, if you are my authority, you are superior.
Huh. Authority. Again, in professional setups, the respect to hierarchy has to be maintained. A junior cannot talk badly to seniors. A junior cannot talk in a disrespectful manner to seniors. That's called as insubordination. And insubordination in HR is having line of punishment, how to punish that also. And I think you are just beating around the bush. You tell me directly what you want to answer. Mm-hmm. Then I can answer. Because otherwise, I'm not able to imagine what you're talking about. You tell clearly, we are taking names. But tell me clearly, then I can answer. Because this is a very specific case, you know. If you want to listen, I'm giving you a general answer to you, professional and all those things. But if you're not, I'm not getting the point, then you have to tell me the point properly. Then don't tell incident.
Don't take the names. No, this is not incident.
Then what it is?
She is trying to argue what I have got, that in course of forgiveness, till what extent we can forgive.
Abhi, if you ask me this question, if you ask me this question, the answer in spirituality is unlimited forgiveness has to be there.
But same time, if we are correcting that person, see, whatever you are doing,
तो मैंने आपको बोला ना, सी योर आंसर,
इफ आई एम नॉट करेक्टिंग दैट पर्सन, ओके, दैट मींस आई एम फॉरगिविंग.
नो,
बट दैट पर्सन इज सीनियर एस्किंग सर, वी विल कीप ऑन फॉरगिविंग. आपने बोला अनलिमिटेड फॉरगिवनेस होता ही जाएगा, होता ही है. मेरी तरफ से मैं माफ करते जाऊं करते हूं, बट उसका क्या, वो सामने वाले का, उसको कुछ.
यू आस्क्ड मी वन क्वेश्चन, सो आई आंसर्ड यू. नाउ यू आस्क द सेकंड क्वेश्चन, तो उसको भी आंसर करूंगा मैं.
तो
सेकंड आंसर पहले भी दिया था मैंने कि in a professional setup also, and even non-professional setup, if you really are compassionate on somebody, forgiveness is not the end of the whole matter. Compassion means also you have to help him to improve, na, and not to let you forgive him again. You should improve in such a way that you don't want to forgive him for the mistake again. When do you forgive? When he makes a mistake, na? Or when the forgiveness comes into picture? When I have committed a mistake, and then you have to forgive me. Suppose I have stopped committing any mistake, then where is the question of forgiveness?
Then for you it is never a mistake.
No. So again, this is a second, another part for this question. Another
point,
branch.
Like,
so I am asking, that's why I am telling you, ask a wholesome question. So it can be answered with all the branches. Abhi, ek question ka answer maine diya, forgiveness has to be unlimited. Nobody can limit his forgiveness. Second question, phir mistake karta rahega, to uska answer diya, no, you have to correct him also. And third thing is, you don't even understand that there is a mistake. Then you have to preach him and counsel him. What is counseling ultimately? Counseling mein, I am fully ignorant. I don't know what I am doing wrong only. I think I am doing achha hi kar raha hun. Counseling will lead you to the situation to make you understand, oh, somebody is getting hurt and destroyed by your behavior, although intentions are right. So that is the counseling job. Counseling comes to you, makes you to understand where do you stand, which I don't understand before from this angle. When I'm turned, then I'm told, when I go in that shoes, I understand it's a lot of problems I'm creating. So there is many levels of understanding as to there. First is forgiveness comes only when there's a mistake. Otherwise, the question of forgiveness. Okay, if you don't understand it's a mistake, there has to be understanding of mistake given to that person. And also, opportunity to improve. What is compassion? Compassion means you don't discard or put a fully on that person. Compassion means you don't discard the person. You always keep him in the loop. Give him a scope and rope to improve. Give him help to improve. Give him a program to improve. Give him time to improve. And with that, if he doesn't improve once, give him second chance. But there is also a limit. Because it's easy to forgive, but if it is damaging somebody else, you can't just go on being compassionate. No? You are being compassionate to one person, but being uncompassionate to so many people because of that person's. Tum log kya karte hai? Aap bolte ki, theek hai, you leave the job and I will work on you separately from outside. But now don't be in this situation over here. There are many people in the past, it happened in such a way that we wanted to help the person, but that person's presence was very harmful to many people over here. So what we said, you resign. We said you resign, we will help you from outside. As a kind person, we will help you, but not within the organization. But within the organization, your presence is causing harm to many people's careers and individuals also. Hum logon ne kiya aise, past mein bhi kiya. And after the person resigned, we have helped him to get a job in another institute also. And the person is still in touch with us for that reason. So you can be compassionate not at the cost of others' sufferings. Well, I want to be compassionate and I want to be seen as compassionate by this person whom I am forgiving regularly. But by that, if I am making so many people suffer, that's not good compassion. That is only limited compassion, because I'm only looking at you because I like you. But it is not like that. I may really like you, but still I have to see that by my liking her, am I damaging others' interests? That their interests am I damaging? Their welfare I am damaging? Then that is not good. Then we are in illusion that I am so compassionate. Ye Prabhu ji to kabhi gussa hi nahi karte, to maafi karte rehte. But that nature of that person can harm so many people, no? So that we should not allow. So a leader or a person in the official authority position, he has to think that his one action can benefit so many people and another action can harm so many people. Because his power only is such, na? Ab Pradhan Mantri ne apne udhar ek line bol diya, to uska kitna repercussion hota hai pure desh ke andar. So he has to think before 50 times, before he makes one statement in public. Vaisai, we are small people, not like Narendra Modi, but in my chair, if I say something, it may benefit you, it may harm you. So before I say something, I have to see, if I say these things, okay, it will benefit 50 people, but is it harming 5 people? That is called as we see the precedence, ki main abhi ye karunga aise. Vaisai, in hospice, there was one senior most nurse in the early batch of nurses. And she was trained by us and we trained her very beautifully and then she joined the job. After joining the job, she became pregnant. So as soon as she became pregnant, she started demanding many things. Ki mujhe 9 to 5 straight duty de do. I will not do first shift, second shift, third shift. And I want to stay in the hospice building only so I can come walking from my accommodation. XYZ conditions. So we said no. It appears cruel, right? She is pregnant. And you have to, but there are 3 more girls who are now unmarried. They'll get married tomorrow. And they also got pregnant. They will not say anything now. They'll just watch. Haan, sir ne wo sister ko us time pe 9 to 5 kar diya tha. Sir, 9 to 5. So the effect of your statement now, or effect of your compassion now, is going to result in bad effect after 3 years. When the next one will get married, next one will become pregnant, immediately she'll come with the solid information to you, request, ki mujhe bhi 9 to 5 do. Aap bolenge, nahi de sakte. Sir, aapne usko kaise diya tha? Main bhi wahan par thi job mein us time pe. So that one has to see. So we said no to her. Now when we say no to that time, the next one we can say no to. Because we have only 3 to 4 nurses over there. If two become pregnant at one time and both of them want straight duty, then how will you run the hospice? You close the hospice because everybody wants to be 9 to 5. Then we gave example of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Here also ladies get pregnant. And they are, we don't give night duty time, right? Pregnant ladies. But first, second duty they could. Huh? So, yeah, so some discount is there from 7th, 8th, 9th month we give. So I give example of this. Ki Bhaktivedanta mein yahan tak hota hai. So how this is different from Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay? We are from one family, na? We can't have one rule here, one rule there, one rule to third party. So ye dekhna padta hai. So our forgiveness should be fruitful. Why we forgive people actually? Because we want them to improve, na? We don't want to discard them or put a negative dot on them and just, you know, lifelong say the useless guys. We want to forgive them because they can be given a chance to improve. And that everybody has, now I also can be must be forgiven because I also need a chance to improve. I also can make mistakes. Everybody can make mistakes. You know? Even Gurudev at one time had told, please forgive me for certain things. You know, you don't have to, but he said, please forgive me, it's a mistake. And why do we have to forgive others? Because unless we forgive others, we can't enter the kingdom of God. If you have failed to forgive, then two things happen. You don't get forgiven when you need forgiveness. And you don't get entry in the kingdom of God. That's why we have to be compassionate and forgive. But there are clauses how to forgive and when to forgive and whom to forgive also. Our forgiveness is always has to be broad. Broad, the vision has to be broad to that, not to a certain group of individuals. Wherever, whichever authority we are holding, your authority is on 25 people. Somebody else's authority over, including your authority plus 50 more people are there under that. Your superior. But the Dr. Sankhe has got authority over 900 people over here. So, when we think of forgiveness, we have to see how it will affect others. It should not harm others. It should be encouraging to others. So, forgiveness is there. Suppose somebody in the early days in the hospital here, some ward boy and some ayabai had some relationships. So next day they were rusticated from here. So that means there are certain things where there is no tolerance policy. Hai na? Certain things are there where you draw a line ki, iske aage kitna bhi mujhe dil hua toh I will not forgive them. Because those things are like lifeline of the hospital or the mission or the institution. Na? You cannot go and prick the roots of the institution. So the whole tree will fall down one day. So there are certain items are there which are not forgivable, no tolerance policy is there. But those guys, we still kept counseling them, even after removing from the hospital. I mean, we are not cruel people, but as long as institute's welfare is concerned, there has to be certain norms and rules and regulations. We just cannot have the rules and regulations so loose and so nice that everybody is simply forgiven and then whole chaos is created. Everybody is free to do whatever they want and they know that they will be forgiven. For example, the people who follow Hare Krishna movement in this Hare Krishna movement, who work in this hospital, should not feel that they are, who can remove them? They should not feel like that. So, one set of rules has to be produced and that has to be applicable to both the parties equally. So this party should not feel ke, are, it is only for them, not for us. When I do it, I am strictly punished. When they do it, there is a leniency in that. Then people will lose faith in the management or trustees or whatever authorities we have. So while we take any action, we have to consider everything. But you may take time to take your decision and that condition may remain hanging for next 3-4 days as it is. But better you take like you can take time to shoot an arrow. But once you shoot it, you can bring it back to your tonir again. So better you think 4 days before you shoot the arrow. You get my point? But still, a specific answer can be given to you if you meet me personally and ask the question. Because in general forum, always answers are given generally only. Like Sadhana Maharaj is giving lecture, there are so many principles told in that lecture. But if you have a specific question, he will say, this is not a forum to answer that question because you have to, it's a very specific case, it has to be dealt separately. It's like sometimes, you know, we can say, what one should do when the wife is not cooperating with the husband? This question can never be answered in general forum. I will say, the wife should be discarded and divorced. How can I say that? Or husband is not cooperating with the wife, what one should do? He drinks, he womanizes, he gambles. So I'll say, meet me afterwards. Then specifically we can deal with situations. But there's a lot of grey area in that. In that question and the answer. It's like that. So anybody has any other question? Yes? Okay. So I'll tell the story of forgiveness only. Today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that in devotional circles, if a devotee is a saintly person who is following bhakti, is offended by anybody, then all your anger has to be aroused at that time. Like Hanumanji went and burnt Lanka in anger only. No? So it was legitimate because the person who owned Lanka had captured somebody else's wife. So it was a very sinful activity. So although Hanuman is a very saintly person, but he exhibited so much anger that he burnt everything. Burning is not an easy job, huh, by the way. If I have to burn this also, it's a very strong activity. He burnt whole Lanka. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did? When he saw that Nityananda Prabhu is hit by two drunkards, Jagai and Madhai, they were two drunkards. And they were atrocious. They were having their daily quota of raping some women daily, burning some houses daily, looting somebody daily, stabbing somebody daily, abusing verbally, drinking, all kinds of things. And one day Nityananda Prabhu went to tell them what we heard yesterday. Bolo Krishna, Koho Krishna, Koro Koho Krishna Siksha, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Still the same thing there. This was a slogan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them. Tell everybody that your life is ultimately based on Sri Krishna's mercy. Take his name, chant his name, learn about him, devote yourself to him. He is your father, he is your mother, he is everybody to you. So when he said that to them, they ran behind him to hit him. So one day they ran away. Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. But at home, when they were reporting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said that to be with this Nityananda is very difficult because today he went to those drunkards, you know, those most ghastly and most heinous people. We can never go to them. We have all the world to go to tell about the message of the Lord. But this guy went to them only and somehow we saved our life when we ran away. But when Nityananda was meditating, okay, I want to go tomorrow also to them again. Again, I want to go tomorrow to them and tell them the same thing. So he is contemplating that. Why is contemplating that? But he is saying that if these two most degraded people become devotees, then the glory of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's mission will be spread all over the world. Inka mission itna compassionate hai ki even these guys become devotees. Are baap re. See the change in them. Aisa world bolenge. So I will go to them tomorrow also. Just see, huh? The compassion. So next day he went there again. Again they were in market, they were king ruckus, everybody shutting the doors and everybody's running away, shouting, screaming, and they are harming everybody and kya kya nahi kar rahe. Again he goes there and he says, please take the name of the Lord. Please give up sinful activities. Please chant the holy name of the Lord. So they said, dare you come again? Yesterday you got saved from me. I couldn't reach you. And you are daring to come and meet again today. So then Jagai immediately lifted a pot of the alcohol which they were drinking in and hit him on the head. Not lovingly, aisa prem se nahi lagaya usko usne. Maar dalne ke uddesh se lagaya. So Nityanand Prabhu fell unconscious immediately. There's so much blood coming on his mouth like this, on the face. Just fell down unconscious. You can see so much blood flow was going on. And immediately the news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he was. I think Haridas Thakur or some devotees around ran away and told Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, see, Nityanand Prabhu is hit. Those two people who were drunkards, one of them hit. And Nityanand Prabhu is unconscious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately appeared there. मतलब वो चल के नहीं आए वो उधर अपीयर हो गए खट करके एंड ही सॉ नित्यानंद प्रभु अनकॉन्शियस ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड दिस टू पीपल वर लाइक घासली लुकिंग विद अल्कोहल इन हैंड एंड अब्यूजिंग पीपल एंड ऑल तो इमीजिएटली सेड चक्र चक्र ही जस्ट इनवोक चक्र द अल्टीमेट वेपन एंड द चक्र केम इन हिज हैंड इमीजिएटली अपीयर्ड नाउ ही इज नॉट सपोज टू डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज कम टू बी कंपैशनेट टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट द होली नेम एंड सडनली ही इज टेकिंग वेपन इन द हैंड which is not brought with him, but he is now invoking. The chakra came in his fingers. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and he is angry like anything, his eyes are like red, like coals, and he is burning with anger, and he has already invoked chakra. And he is not going to keep in the finger only, na? He is going to release it, and they are going to be cut immediately. Instantly they will be dead. So he rose from his fainting condition. मतलब आप already fainted हो but आपको दिख रहा है कि और अभी कुछ भयंकर होने वाला है तो you still manage yourself to get up from that condition. So he got up from that condition and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and clasped his feet and he said, please my lord, please, please don't do this. If you do this, then you have to invoke chakra and cut almost everybody's head in current age. In today's world, everybody is more or less like Jagai Madai only. He said that. That time also, not today, 545 years ago also, 530 years ago also, he said ki, if you are supposed to cut the throat of these two people by chakra, then maybe you'll have to cut throat of everybody else also. Most of them will be there. Only few will be spared. But my lord, you have come down to be compassionate, distribute the holy name. Please don't do this. You're not supposed to raise your weapon. So it is said, Lord had already ordered chakra to go and cut their throat and kill them. But chakra could not leave his finger. And his finger had a burn because chakra was on his finger for a long time. Because chakra is like a hundreds of suns, blazing suns. That much power is there, you know, heat and power. So he just couldn't leave his hand. Why is that? Because the power of anger of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated by power of compassion of Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord says afterwards, in some other occasion, that time I could not release my chakra only because your compassion was so strong that my chakra could leave. Finally, chakra had to return back from wherever he came. Now, this is another level of compassion. Aise mar khaye prem de. When we give love, when we receive love, when I receive love from you, I give love to you. But when you hit me, what I will do? I will not give love to you. This is our limitation. Na? Only when you are nice with me and kind with me and you reciprocate, I also reciprocate accordingly. But this is different. This is even if you are hurt, you don't give up the compassion. So when he was compassionate, what is the meaning of that? He has already forgiven. He is being hit by that person. Is that true? Suppose you are hitting me already. I am already on the bloodshed is going on. I am already unconscious. And still I beg forgiveness from him. He please don't kill her. But means already I have forgiven you, know. I see that somebody is already punishing you for the act. So I said, good. Achha, okay. Good. I didn't do anything. I was already fainting and unconscious. Good, you came and raising chakra. Good, I wanted him to be punished. This is natural. If he would have done that, nobody would have blamed him. Why you did this? How can you say that? No, I'm already dying myself. She wanted to kill me. I'm already fainting and I already lost my blood, hypotension, everything already is there. But he was different than normal. He was abnormal in the sense, he was hit for death. But still, his compassionate nature was so broad that even he was hurt, he was still able to tell the Lord, please don't kill them. Usse kya hua? What happened by that, you know? When it fell at the lotus feet, Lord Chakra went back, Lord could not do anything, and Lord also cooled down. But other person who actually was there, one person hit, second person stopped him from hitting again. Because they were so cruel that one time they hit Nityananda Prabhu, this fellow wanted to hit again also, second time also. How dare you tell me about Krishna? That time, second person stopped him. When they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's angry mood, like burning coal, and now death personified has come to us and we are going to get killed, so both of them fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please, please forgive us. So Lord said, I'll forgive only one of them. Why? One of them hit him, another one stopped for second time, na, usko main maaf kare. Again, Nityananda Prabhu pleaded, usko bhi maaf karo. Then Mahaprabhu pleaded, accepted. The Lord says, if my devotee is hurt, I don't forgive them for anything. That's why Lord says, I get angry and I punish people, but my devotees are more merciful than me also. And when they recommend, then I have to forgive them also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't have forgiven the other person who hit. He was ready to forgive only the one person who stopped him from hitting second time. But because Nityananda Prabhu requested him after that also, please Mahaprabhuji, please forgive him also. Then Mahaprabhuji said, okay, forgive to you also. आप सब सोच सकते हैं कितनी दया है उसके अंदर, कितनी करुणा है. मार खाए प्रेम दे, ये स्लोगन है उसका. मतलब आप मारते रहेंगे लेकिन हम प्रेम देते रहेंगे. अभी ऐसा बनने के लिए तो बहुत मुश्किल बात है. दिस इज बट स्टिल वी शुड कीप हियरिंग द स्टोरी बिकॉज समटाइम्स इन योर लाइफ यू विल कम टू नो दैट यू विल कम अक्रॉस मेनी ओकेजन लाइक दिस. पीपल हर्ट यू एंड पीपल हर्ट यू एंड पीपल हर्ट यू. दैट टाइम यू हैव टू लर्न. Yes, there are many people who are hurt like me, but some people behave like this. Even after they're getting hurt, they're still loved and still forgiven. Because finally, the person who forgives, he always thinks that if I am giving forgiveness, I am forgiving somebody, because I also need forgiveness when I make mistakes in life. If I'm not forgiven because I have not forgiven somebody, as a reaction, if I am not forgiven, then what will happen to me? Right now, there is nothing to be forgiven. Right now, I haven't done anything to be forgiven for. But out of humility, the person feels ki tomorrow I may do something which is wrong. Out of my control, situations, people, all times are changing. I may commit mistakes tomorrow. That time, I am supposed to be forgiven. That's why today also I am forgiving right now. Because ultimately, you get what you do now before. If you forgive, then you get forgiveness. If you love, then people love you. If you help, people will help you. It's a simple thing, na? Like give and take. So if I forgive, then I'll be forgiven. But in everything like this, you have to do things first. You cannot say, I will give love only when I'll receive love. A devotee is not like that. Devotee is, he will give love first. He will help first. He will be kind first. He will be compassionate first.
It's not easy, no? We are getting stressed for that.
Who said it is easy? I never said in my class it is easy. Easy things are done by ordinary people. Difficult things are done by extraordinary people. And why not do difficult things in life? Why only do easy things? It is everybody does, no? What is different between saintly person and an ordinary person? Saintly person does things which ordinary people cannot do. Like the story comes now of that two sadhus were taking bath in the river. Everybody knows the story? I have told so many times, but I'll tell again. So one person is taking bath, other is taking bath. Suddenly one person sees a scorpion in the water and that scorpion is drowning in the river. So the sadhu immediately goes and wants to save scorpion and he takes him in the hand. Pani mein dub raha hai, toh pani mein haath dal ke he is lifted him up. As soon as he is lifted from water, the scorpion stung him. So with that pain of sting, he just naturally just spring from his hand. Again he fell in the water. And again he is drowning. So again he went to save him. Again second time he took him out of water, again he gave his sting. And again, because of so much pain, see, when scorpion stings you, it's horrible pain. It's not just unbearable pain. So with that unbearable pain, again, the reaction was that you just swung in the water and you fell in the water. Now, this happens many, 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 many times. Not one time. So the fellow sadhu said, "Arey Maharaji, you time waste kar rahe ho. Why are you wasting your time on this scorpion? He is so much bent upon biting you, biting you, biting you, and you are still saving him." So what answer sadhu gave? He said, "If his nature is to bite, and even after 17 times and 18 times I tried to save him, he is not giving up his nature of biting, then why should I give up my nature of being compassionate?" हिंदी में कि वो अगर अपने नेचर पे इतना तुला हुआ है तो मैं मेरा नेचर को छोड़ दूँ. मेरा नेचर एज ए साधु इज सपोज टू बी कंपैशनेट. इफ ही सो हेलबेंट अपॉन हिज कंडीशन ऑफ बाइटिंग मी, व्हाई शुड आई गिव अप माय नेचर ऑफ सेविंग हिम? बट स्टिल दैट इज द ग्रेटनेस ना. अल्टीमेटली व्हाट? अल्टीमेटली साधु इज सेल्फलेस ना. ही इज नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट हिमसेल्फ, ही इज थिंकिंग ओनली अदर्स. इफ यू कैन Abhi, what mother is doing, tell me. As a mother, you know, your child must have vomited on your face so many times, kicked on your face so many times. So do you say that? "It's affecting me. I will stop feeding him now." What is your daughter's name?
Rashi.
"I'll stop feeding Rashi now. Yesterday also she spat on my face. Today she kicked on my face. So I am now going to stop." Do you say that? Why you don't say that? "It's affecting you." Because the principle of love is so overwhelming in your heart for the child, you don't even take it as offense. Do you take it as offense? You complain to your husband, mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, "What's happening with me? Look at this small kid, you know, such a 3 kilo fellow is troubling me like anything. I'm just fed up with this life. I'll just quit the house and go. It's enough. Two times I got my kicks on my face. I'm not anywhere continue all these things." You say that. You don't even register it as a harm to you. See the difference? If suppose that child is Rashi, is your child, and she does this on my face, then I will say, "Tomorrow onward, I will not touch your baby. Please take care of your baby." But you will not say that because it's your child and your love for your child is so much that you don't even consider it as offense. Sadhus are like mothers to everybody. When you feel love like that mother to the child, for everybody, then you don't even register that. Eknath Swami was one time taking bath on Ekadashi in the river. So he's an envious person who was envious of him. He sat there at the river only, on the rock. And Maharaj was coming after taking bath. He spat on him. So Maharaj quietly went back and took bath again. Because somebody spat on, so I have to clean it again. Went and took bath again. Second time he came, again he spat on him. Third time, fourth time, 15th time, 58th time, 75th time, 108 times. Quietly went back, took bath and came again. After 108 times, the person didn't have spit only to spit. His mouth dried because he had nothing to spit on. So he then came down and bowed down to Swamiji. He said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I did so many times I spat on you, you didn't respond only to me." He said, "I am thankful to you. Because of you, today I got 108 bath in river. I didn't plan to do that. I was planning to only take one bath and go. But because of your kindness on me, I could take 108 bath on Ekadashi in holy river. How much benefit I have received." Now this is a way of looking at things. Or you can say, "See, itna insult. So much stress and harm and pain. So much." But he is not looking at it like that. His boy is looking. That's why he is sadhu. If his thinking is not different than you and me, how he is sadhu? He's not a sadhu. So sadhus and saintly people are always extraordinary. They are not like common people. They don't think like common people. They don't talk like common people. They don't do like common people. They do things always differently. And that difference is only because they love God. When they love God, their love of God doesn't remain only to God. Their love for God expands to all the parts and parcels of God also. Whoever they see as Bhagwan ke bachche, their love. If suppose,
but it's not vice versa.
It's not vice versa. Not necessarily. It's from their side. That's why I said they give first. Then somebody may respond positively and also love them. They don't say, if Janta will love me, then I will love Janta. They will always say, I will love because I love my Lord and I see all of you as part and parcel of the same Lord whom I love very much. So I love you also. It's like that. It's like, for I love my wife, then all my in-laws also I love because she is his, her mother, he is her father, he is her brother, he is her brother's this thing, he is her younger sister. So everybody I love. Why? Because I love my wife. If I don't love my wife, I don't love any of them. You have seen, no, that so many times you must have seen. So if I love my wife, then my wife, I will love everybody connected to her. When a friend comes, I will love that friend also. Everybody I will love. So basically, love of God is the basis behind it. He doesn't see a scorpion as a scorpion which is harmful, which is a very poisonous element, poisonous living entity. It has to be crushed and killed. This is not his mood. His mood is, whoever is suffering, I will go and save that person. Even at the cost of, when your child is suppose having a fever, and you admit the child may suddenly remove the IV and whatever, he can do whatever he wants. So we tie the child and all these things. But tying the child is an activity of cruelty or compassion or love, tell me. Child will say, mother is so cruel, she is tying me for an injection. चार चार हट्टे कट्टे राक्षसों को लेके आके पकड़ के मुझे सुई लगाते कैसी मम्मी है मेरी ये. बट आफ्टरवर्ड्स व्हेन ही ग्रोज अप ही अंडरस्टैंड्स कि दैट वाज नॉट क्रुएल्टी, दैट वाज लव. सो दिस लव ना, दिस लव, फैकल्टी ऑफ लव, लव फॉर लॉर्ड, ऑल दिस इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल थिंग्स टू हैव इन लाइफ. Service to man is service to God, provided it is done in God consciousness. Service to man minus God consciousness is not service to God.
In that context, I was saying vice versa.
Service to God, service to man is service to God only when it is done in God consciousness. If you keep God out of your service to man, it is a philanthropy. It will not going to yield anything. So when we give food to hungry, we give them prasad so that he gets Lord's mercy through the food that is offered to the Lord. Here when you give concession to patients, along with that, when you give knowledge to that person about God, that medical help, concessional help is all helpful. For example, if a gunda comes to you with a fracture of femur and ulna, whatever, tibia fibula for example, and he's bedridden for 15 days in the hospital, and then you give him open surgery and whatever rod you put and all those things you do, he gets all right. And then when he gets all right, he uses physiotherapy, he gets further all right, and then starts robbing again. Then you tell me, what is your help to that person? It's very good. You have broken leg ka aadmi ko aapne break, leg thik kar diya. Such a kind thing. Exactly. But professional duty, even if it's done with this consciousness, ki professional duty hai. Has it helped the person? Truly, no. You have only corrected the leg, jo tuta hua tha. You are only seeing only that much. But overall, agar aapko welfare dekhna hai, to aapko usko educate bhi karna padega ki chori nahi karni hoti hai. Now that your leg is already joined back by us, please don't use this leg, which is now good condition leg, for doing robbery to others' houses. So when your help will be complete, when you will correct his foot, give him discount, give him bedridden, physiotherapy, everything you do, follow up, and also educate him. Now onwards, don't use this leg for doing chori. So God consciousness is like that. When you feed his stomach, it's one way of service, it's good only. But along with the giving food to him, if you educate him about his connection with God, it's like we always give a story, you know. Suppose a child is there on the road. 2-year-old child sitting and crying on the road. And he has very high fever also. Suppose you go, "Arey, why are you crying and you touching it?" "Oh, yeah, I'm little fever." It's boiling with fever. So what all you can do? As a kind Dr. Ila Ghosh, what all you can do? आपको लगता रहेगा कि बेचारा बच्चा भूखा होगा तो आपको खाना खिलाएंगे. लगता है अरे वो भूखा भी आ रहा है तो हॉस्पिटल लेके जाएंगे, दवा देंगे, इसको फ्री में दवा देंगे, डॉक्टर के पास एडमिट करेंगे, पैसा लेंगे नहीं. बुखार ठीक हो गया और भूख भी खत्म हो गई, अभी फिर भी बच्चा रो रहा है तो क्या करेंगे? What is the real help that is best? You give food, don't stop giving food, don't stop giving medicine. But the real help will be finding his parents or her parents. I am not saying only find parents and don't treat the baby and don't feed the baby. I am saying feed the baby also, give the medicine to baby also, and find parents also. But if you give medicine and feed the baby and stop or not find the baby for parents, your help is incomplete. However kindly and nicely it is done, your help will be complete and wonderful only when you feed, give medicine and find the parents also and see that the baby goes back to parents. Vaise feeding hungry people, feeding sick people, treating vidwa, treating orphans, all good, nothing is wrong in that, provided you connect him with their parents. We have all lost our parents. Who are our parents? The Supreme Lord. All of us are suffering here because of what? Because of losing parents. Why the child is crying on the road? Because he has lost his parents. You think that he is crying because he is hungry. Or she thinks that the baby is crying because he has fever. But the baby is actually crying because he has lost the parents. And because of losing parents, there is hunger. Losing parents, there is infection and there is fever. And many other problems, insecurity and so many things are happening. Somebody has made him beggar, somebody has exploited him, so many things are happening. Why? Only because of one reason. The root cause is he is separate from his parents. So man, if you serve mankind without God consciousness, it's an incomplete help. If you treat a sick person without giving him some nice instructions about God, it is incomplete. That's what the whole spiritual understanding of service is. So it is, yesterday I was reading to the nurses in V.V. Doshi Hospital. Prabhupada writes that all these isms, like philanthropy, altruism, nationalism, is only extended sense gratification. It makes you feel nice. Yeah, I'm a Rashtrapita of this nation. I am this community ka in charge. I look after welfare of this community. But it's so incomplete because you are Shwan Premi, and you are Pakshi Premi, and you are Vyagra Premi, and you are Orphan Premi. Everybody has his own likings. They are only fulfilling their likings in the name of their service to birds. But when they eat chicken in their lunch, and they save birds, or they spend crores of rupees on tigers, and they eat goats during lunch. And somebody is looking after orphans, and then everything else they are not doing. These are all tits and bits. All the isms are tits and bits only. Nothing is complete. When I say I love cows, for example, then what about the other animals? They are less important than the animals. Ultimately, what the saintly people is teaching you, overall compassion, not tits and bits compassion. You can choose your field, no problem. But your understanding has to be global. You have to have universal global consciousness and you can work locally. That is fine. You don't have capacity to save the whole world. So at least you are saving your area wherever you are. But you are part of the global understanding ki everybody is part and parcel of God. I do as per my capacity. So this manav seva, ishwar seva is a concept na, a bogus concept hai. Let me tell you very boldly, honestly. Because of lack of God consciousness, all this manav seva is only material service. Prabhupada always said that it is like if you are drowning and I save your shirt. It is like that. The person drowned, but I saved his shirt. So, what does that mean? Superficial help. The real help is not given. So, ultimately, what we do is we are trying to connect all the lost souls back to God again. In the process, we feed them also and we treat them also. That's why the overall help has to be given to people. People cannot take up God consciousness just because you are saying chant Hare Krishna. They need water, they need food, they need education, they need jobs, they need barish nahi aa raha hai, they need crops. Kya kar raha hai sab? Aap ja ke bol rahe hain, ye lo Bhagavad Gita le lo, ye lo ye kitab le lo, ye chanting karo, ye prasad khao. They said ki arre idhar khana khane ko nahi. We presented the full Nityotsav festival that day on that whole theme only. So even if you want to connect somebody to God, as you understood now, even to do that, you have to do overall help. Maybe you have to help them to get their daughter married also. Maybe you have to give them medical aid also. Maybe you have to find a job for him. Maybe all these things need to be done. When he is like very happy because his basic needs are fulfilled, then he may feel, aap log achhe log. Then I will take up this mission and I will become a devotee of God. Ye bhi karna padta hai na. Hospital mein, when you give discount to people, why are you giving discount to people? Because they are needy, na? Yeah, but if you only do that, that is incomplete. You have to give them Lord's connection also. Doesn't mean you need to convert them. I mean to say connection means unite them with the Lord, with their faith. Whatever faith they have, please unite them. Make them more God conscious than they are now. You got the answer of your question?
To help them or mankind, whether he can or she can get some kind of punya?
If you only help and don't connect them with God, then your pious activity account will increase. Then that will result into you taking birth in heavenly planet, Swargaloka. But whatever account you have, that much enjoyment you will get in Swargaloka. When the account will get over again, you have to come down. How much you can fly in the sky in aeroplane? Till the time petrol is there in the aeroplane. Even if you fill 2 lakh liters of petrol, and you may fly for 20 hours, say, yahan se leke New Jersey tak, straight you can fly. But still, at one point of time, you have to get down because petrol is getting over. So like that, when you do this kind of services, you give orphans, the whatever, mahila, vidwa, all the things, good things you do in life. For blind people, for lame people, for polio people, for suffering, for mentally retarded children, whatever you do, good things and donate money and really go out of them, help them, adopt 200 children, for example, to take care of them, education, vagara. You create huge amount of punya. But that punya will not deliver you from this world of cycle of birth and death. Janma mrutyu ki shrinkhla se wo punya pahunchane sakta hai. It will give you good birth in Swargaloka, maybe with Indra or some other demigods. You will enjoy with them what they are eating, what their bodies they have, what beauty they have, everything you will enjoy. But you can stay there only when till the karma is there. And as you enjoy, your karma goes on decreasing. If you have 1 lakh rupees, how much you can enjoy? 10 rupees kharch kiya to 10 rupees gaya. 5000 kiya to 5000 gaya. Finally 1000 remain, wo kharcha kiya to zero ho gaya. Then what? SL world se bahar. SL world mein kab tak khel sakte hain? Jab tak aapke jeb mein paisa hai. Jab tumne coupon le ke khel liya pura. Aur mummy bole mera pocket bhi khali ho gaya. Chal abhi ghar pe jayenge. Papa se leke aayenge fir dobara kal aayenge. Waisa hi yahan story hai. Swarg Lok is like SL world. You are enjoying. But you can enjoy only when you have a coupon in your pocket of pious activity. So wo kyun nahi karna chahiye? Samaj seva ke roop mein. Only samaj seva kyun nahi karna chahiye? Because it will go to Swarga and you will bring back again. But when you do these things, these so-called punya, with God consciousness, then that same activity will take you back where? Will take you back to the kingdom of God. From where? There is no return. That will not be accounted there ki itna hi enjoyment ho, itna hi reh sakte hain. No. When you reach that place, there is nothing like punya karma there. There is only eternal life there. So by becoming God conscious, what do? You convert your punya karma into a karma. A karma means what? Doesn't have any fruits. You don't want fruits. You only want to serve the Lord. So when you become a devotee and when you serve in this mode, you do the same thing. You feed the poor, you look after orphans, you look everything you do. You look after jobs and many good things you do, treat people who are sick. But when you give them God consciousness, that karma what you're doing is not punya karma. That is bhakti. And that bhakti will take you back to God. That's why when we are taking money from donors, what we are doing? We take the money from donors and use them in God's service. Then that donor also will not only have donation benefit, but will have bhakti benefit. Donation benefit, Swargaloka. Bhakti benefit, kingdom of God. So that understanding has to be there with everybody. And that is complete. Then when you have that understanding, then that sadhu will be able to again and again save the scorpion. So his understanding is that deep. He is not, then when the person is spitting on you, you will quietly go and take bath again. Because the consciousness has now been elevated to such a level that all these things don't affect so much.
How do we grow in that?
Very good question. मैं तो उसको वैसे ही उसी से ही मेरा लेक्चर एंड करने वाला था. All these good things, nice things are very nice to hear. All salute to the sadhu who took 108 baths. All salute to Nityananda Prabhu who got the hit and again got up and all. Everybody is so great. Bow down to you. Thank you very much. So wonderful. So nice to hear. Good day. Good story I heard today. But all of us have the opportunity to become like the sadhu who took 108 baths. All of us can potentially become like the sadhu who was bit by the scorpion. Provided you do what sadhu is doing. How he has become sadhu? He was also born like you and us, like from the mother's womb, na? He was also like an infant baby one day. What has happened from that infant baby condition to today's condition? He has performed pure devotional service to God. Which means he has chanted the holy name of the Lord. He has followed four regulative principles. He has read from scriptures. He has an association with sadhus who are sincere, advanced devotees of the Lord. He has eaten prasadam every day. He has served the devotees, served the Lord, chanted his holy name, and always he has immersed himself in God consciousness. When one does that, then gradually you rise. It's like asking a question by your Rashi is asking you, Mummy, डॉक्टर कैसे बनते हैं? Because she sees you as doctor, already treating patients, and she is in first standard. तो she says कि कितना अच्छा है मम्मी आप डॉक्टर हो, मुझे भी डॉक्टर बनना है. कैसे बनना है मम्मी? आप क्या उसको बोलेंगे? बेटा भी फर्स्ट में हो, फिर फोर्थ में जाके फिर क्या बोलते हैं उसको, सेकेंडरी स्कूल में जाओगे, देन यू विल गो SSC पास हो जाओगे, देन यू विल गो टू 12th, देन यू विल हैव टू गिव CETs ऑफ वेरियस स्टेट्स एंड एवरीथिंग. And then you will get admission, and then there will be 5 years course, and you have to work really hard with big books and go to clinics and hospital and this and that. And then one day you will become a doctor. And then also there is no end, they have to again do PG also. You have to do further entrance exams. It is good to see a person who is already a doctor and already practicing and already successful. And your duty, desire is that from wherever I am now, straight I should become like him. So easy, you know, if कोई एक मंत्र बोल देगा तो I should become from first standard straight to MD physician. But ऐसा तो होता नहीं ना कभी. One has to always endeavor, पसीना बहाना पड़ता है उसके लिए. To reach to a spiritual level also, it's not easy to study scriptures and to practice accordingly. Whatever you study and learn, you practice, put into practice. Yes, I am told again and again, be forgiving. So when I am unable to forgive, I meet somebody and inquire, okay, I couldn't forgive you, then he will inspire me to forgive, then I'll forgive again. Hota hai na sab kuch ye. Gussa aata hai bahut, ki main usko na tit for tat kar dunga usko bhi. But then your senior devotee will tell you, ki don't do that, yaar. It's all right. One time you also did the same thing, nobody punished you. So you should also be kind to that. So with some senior guidance who is more advanced than you, you keep improving. And one day you become like that soul who is saving the scorpion in the river. They constantly serve the Lord and serve the humanity in the name of God.
That means they talk to people.
Yeah. They keep talking. Their job is to inspire people. Ultimately, what is most important? For you to keep working every day, what is most important is your inspiration. If suppose you are doing this job, but you have lost all inspiration. Can you perform? Can you give results? Mechanically, आके 9 to 5 जाते हो, ऐसा आपको पता है ना कि दिल नहीं मेरा इधर भी. वो दिल क्या होता है? That is inspiration. You love your work and you really put your heart into work and go out of the way to do your work. That is inspiration, ना? So sadhu's job is the highest job to give inspiration. In the middle of difficulties, how to still continue with your life? How to still continue with gratefulness in the heart? Who will do that without inspiration? समझो आपको तकलीफ लाइफ में बहुत हो रही है, पेन भी हो रहा है, फिर भी आपको बोला जा रहा है कि भगवान को धन्यवाद दो, प्लीज थैंक टू द लॉर्ड, इट इज हिज मर्सी अपॉन यू. कैसे हो सकता है? Somebody has to really help you. Don't worry. Yeah, fine. You can still say thank you to the Lord. You'll get strength. And with the faith in that person, you have to keep doing it. And you'll experience, ha, some strength came to me. Let me say next time also thank you. Again, I have difficulty. Again, I'll run to you. Please help me. I am again disturbed. So again, he'll give you inspiration. So how life goes on? Life goes on because of inspiration. And always as a wife, as a mother, as a teacher, as an employee, you keep doing things only because of inspiration. Otherwise, your life is mechanical. It's only 9 to 5. There's no heart in that. It's like a robot, you know, put only chavi in that, nothing happens. All of us, you want to continue life in today's condition. Please understand, huh? Today's condition is such in the world that you don't want to live only anymore. Kitna corruption, everything is so bad around. But still you have to live and fulfill your goal of life. You need inspiration. You just cannot. Why HR is, what is HR's role, tell me? Why HR is there? Only to do leave sanction and keep calculation of leave salary only? No. That's called industrial part of HR. Industrial wing means only keep record and letter diya ka appointment, ye diya kya, leave ka application diya kya, sanction kiya kya, sign kiya kya. That's the very mechanical part of HR. What is the real part of HR? Human resource development. Develop human resource ke liye kya chahiye? Inspiration. Dr. Kabra kya karte hain? Train dete. Aapka potential ko jagrut karte hain. Without that, you are wherever you are. With that, you grow. Similarly, spiritually also, you have X capacity now. You practice spirituality, do sadhana, do devotional service, you will grow. And as you will grow, you have more difficulties, again guidance, inspiration, again you will grow. What do you do when a tree grows? Itna bada ho gaya, fir kya karte hain, usko chop karte hain, proper so badhata hai. Proper so kaise random badhata hai, fir usko apas chop karte hain. Till the end you keep doing that, na? Till the tree is really now fully grown up. You keep doing all this work, keep doing fertilizer, keep doing water, keep doing call specialist, do some chemical medication, sab kuch karte hain hum log. Till you get the fruit, you keep doing this effort. That is called sadhana. That is called regulative practices that you do. Keep doing, keep doing, keep doing. And one day, one green mango will start appearing. You cut that immediately? No. That is now khatta. It is not sweet. Wait. Keep doing the same thing. One day it will become yellow. And that time it is eatable. The real fruit has come out. But from the time of putting the seed in the ground till the yellow mango, you know how many years ago? 16 to 17 years ago. With no mango. All these years, for 16, 17, only you're putting water, putting water, putting water, trimming, getting the gardener and getting all expert advice and clipping off and doing this, this. No benefit at all. And then, one day, that green mango will turn yellow. And there will be many mangoes. And then onward, what will happen? Many, many, many more years, the mangoes will keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Hundreds of them will keep coming every year in the season and keep giving you that beautiful, tasty, succulent, beautiful, sweet mangoes. So what you are doing now, you are looking at a ready-made tree which has given last 10 years sweet fruits, and you want that, have that same tree right now planted in your garden immediately. It doesn't happen like that. You have to plant your own seed in your garden and wait till 16, 17 years, and then next 20 years you enjoy the mangoes. You all can become like that saint who took 108 baths and that one who saved the scorpion. But you have to put in efforts now. Otherwise, impossible. So, whatever we speak here, no? It needs to be put into practice. Then only all that great quality of forgiveness and compassion and kindness and service and selflessness and only serving others at the cost of suffering ourselves, all these big, big things which are adorable, worshipable qualities will come in you when you practice the basic principles of bhakti. And then it will happen. See, it will not only make you a good employee right now in the hospital, but it will make you a good human being. Is it not true? Then even if you leave the job and go somewhere else, still you are a good human being. You will be valuable everywhere, wherever you go. We want to create such good human beings. Not just to get good employees for our hospital. Apna ke apna hospital mein achche log honne chahiye. No, we want to create such an employee that even if he leaves and goes, wherever he goes, he will give the fragrance of this bagicha in that area. You have to give him that fragrance only. So wherever he goes, that fragrance will be distributed. People will know ki, we are from that garden, na? This flower is from that garden. That kind of service has to be done. So even if it doesn't improve your, suppose, work here, but it is making you grow as a human being. And that is what we should do through spiritual care. Hare Krishna. Any other question is there? Shall we end here? Thank you so much.